This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The nation pays homage to the social reformer and activist Mahatma Jyotiba Phule on his birth anniversary today. Born on this day in 1827, Mahatma Phule, along with his wife Savitri Phule, had championed the cause of women's education and empowerment, besides fighting for removal of caste system and untouchability. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other prominent parliamentarians and dignitaries will pay floral tributes to Jyotiba Phule at Prerna Sthal in Parliament House premises. A number of functions have been organized in different parts of the country to mark the occasion. The United States and Iran will hold direct talks in Islamabad today to end weeks of conflict in the West Asian region. The U.S. delegation will be led by Vice President J.D. Vance, alongside U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Iran will be represented by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf. He is among the highest-ranking officials remaining in leadership following Israeli strikes that reportedly killed several senior figures, including Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Talks are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear enrichment program, ballistic missile development, and the Strait of Hormuz, where hundreds of oil tankers remain stranded or delayed. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
The four members of NASA's Artemis II mission moon returned to Earth early this morning with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. It was a triumphant homecoming for the crew of four, whose record-breaking lunar flyby revealed not only swaths of the moon's far side that is never seen before by human eyes, but a total solar eclipse as well. Commander Reid Wiseman, pilot Victor Glover, Christina Koch and Canada's Jeremy Hansen were part of the crew. During the 10-day Artemis II mission, the crew became the first humans to travel towards the moon in more than 50 years, and they set a new record for the farthest distance ever traveled from Earth. Indian space research organization ISRO has successfully conducted the second integrated airdrop test, IADT-02, for the upcoming Gaganyaan mission at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The system is essential to ensure safe recovery of the crew module, the capsule in which astronauts sit during a human flight. After the module's release, a parachute system comprising 10 parachutes were deployed, helping the capsule decelerate to a safe splashdown speed. The IADT-02 follows the successful completion of the first IADT, which took place on August 24, 2025, at the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. The Asian Development Bank, ADB, has raised India's growth forecast for the current financial year to 6.9% from 6.5%. According to ADB's Asian Development Outlook, growth in India is expected to remain robust in current fiscal, underpinned by strong domestic demand, easing financing conditions and lower US tariffs on Indian goods. India's foreign exchange reserves jumped by over $9 billion to reach at $697.121 billion for the week ended 3rd April. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals extended their winning streak, registering a fourth consecutive victory with a 6-wicket win over Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Barsapal Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.